This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for Great Mate Debate. What's going on today?
We have a lovely couple.
Wow.
They're ready.
It's my turn.
Okay, go ahead, Hack.
we have not so lovely couple, I guess. Today, Emily is trying to get a side job, kind of a side hustle, but her boyfriend is not on board. He's
opposed.
Against it.
Mm-hmm. Well, since she's so emphatic, let's let her start.
They are a lovely couple. I take that back.
Emily, what's your side of this?
Hey, sorry. I didn't mean to be interrupting there.
No, you're fine.
So my boyfriend, Matt, is great, but he's gotten really jealous recently. My ex, Zach, wanted to see if I would give his daughter some flute lessons. And I said, yes. I mean, you know, it's a great way to make some extra money. And also she and I get along great. And Matt is not down with it.
Did you say fruit lessons?
That's what I heard.
I'm really? Guessing flute is
flute.
What you... Flute.
Oh.
Like flute. Piccolo flute.
All right, so today we're doing the mango, all right?
I was thinking Fruit Ninja.
Bananas next Thursday.
Okay, so would the obviously, I think the answer is obvious, but would the ex be there during the fruit lessons?
Well, we didn't discuss that part of it, but I mean, she's only 8, so yeah. I would imagine he'd be in the house, you know.
Okay. Mm. But you think this, like, why do you want to do it? Is it for the money or is it just because?
Well, yeah, for the money. And also, I mean, I like teaching. I really like her. I mean, I don't see what the problem is, I guess, is the issue.
Well, so do you play the flute? I assume, yeah. But like, he's not just.
Yeah.
I feel like this is an obvious answer, okay. But it's a good question still somehow.
No, and I have taught flute before
Okay.
I haven't been lately because I've got kind of a full-on job, but,
right.
You know, we also, Matt and I are talking about doing some traveling and talking about raising more money, and I'm like, well, here's a way that's just been handed to us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit of flautist money. Okay, well, let's, I kind of think I know what his argument's going to be, but let's get him in here. Matt?
Hey, yeah, guys.
Hey. Yeah, why can't she teach flute?
Listen, I just can't help but to think that Zach is like trying to wedge his way in between us. There are so many other kids who want to learn flute out there, I'm sure. And, you know, I think Emily giving lessons is great. I'm so for that. But just like to anybody else in the world, like it really just kind of puts me in an awkward situation.
Okay.
Yeah, the good things also kind of seem like bad things a little bit. Like, they already have a relationship because when she dated him.
They were sleeping together.
And same with the daughter. Like, they got along great. because they right. know each other from when they were like
And Emily,
there's a reason that I broke up with him. You know, I mean, it's not like I'm going back to him.
But it does feel like him keeping a tie.
Oh, I'm sorry. How many people do you know who play the flute?
I don't think he knows many people.
I'm not convinced Slacker knows what a flute is.
I was in band. I'm just trying to think if I bet you if I.
So if you have a connection with someone and they teach the instrument, the rare instrument, why not?
I feel like I trust one quick Emily. Search on Craigslist and I'm knee deep in flautists.
But okay. Would you want to get somebody off of Craigslist for your 8-year-old daughter?
Well, I don't, not if I want to get back together with you. I'd rather get you.
That's not the goal.
My big thing is that she's going to be going over their house, and like she's been there, and they, you know, like what's happened there, and it's just like, you know, it's really weird for me.
It just okay. 303-222-5423 or text in to 51059. You're not wrong, Aaron, but I'm just saying it feels very like what Matt. It's very familiar. It's all of a sudden we're broken up, we're done, but now just come over for an hour on Tuesdays. To the same place. Oh, look, the bedroom furnitures. I made you a cup of your favorite
tea. We're going to stay in the living room.
Right.
So we can practice.
It's just too familiar. It's got a lot of...
It didn't have that vibe, though. It didn't feel like he was trying to get back together, honestly.
Of course not. Not yet. Yeah. Not until you go there and there's a bowl of your favorite...
We can be very sneaky.
Yes. Yeah. Like, oh, look, the Skittles you like. The sour ones.
There's a lot of reminiscing I could see that could happen. Especially without Matt being there. But then on the other hand, like she's saying they're broken up, so shouldn't Matt just trust her?
Yes.
It's not, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Matt, but it's not Emily he doesn't trust. It's Zach.
Right, exactly.
You don't
But I can take care of myself. I mean, first of all, I don't think Zach is going to do anything. I really don't. But if he did, I'd just say no.
What this boils down to in so many things like this, we're going to get calls from people. They're going to be like, Matt's insecure. Okay, sure. But like, shouldn't you as his mate go, I understand that you don't feel comfortable with this, so I'm not going to do it.
But she's also doing it to make money so they can go on vacations together.
There are other ways to make money.
Yeah, OnlyFans.
Come on.
No. I think there's probably a limited market of flautists on OnlyFans.
Okay. You do know what a flute is.
Oh my God. I am so sorry, Matt. We're making light of it. Like, I do get it. Where there's just situations where just it feels awkward enough.
And also there's an 8-year-old girl in the picture who seems to like Emily or did like her and is going to like her again. And now is the 8-year-old going to be able to keep it like she's not my new mommy? She's just my flute teacher.
Go ahead, Emily. That seems really unlikely.
Okay.
But you know how you avoid it completely? Just don't do it. That's what I'm not taking his side, but I'm just saying, everybody hang on. Don't move.
You sound like he's taking his side.
I'm not 100% taking his side. I'm adjacent to his side. Aaron, I just got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You understand that Tiak and I are like your big brothers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's pretend that your ex had a kid and you were tight with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm just going to go hang out with my ex's kid. Do you understand that Tiak and I would tackle you and hold you down and not let you go?
If I was close to the kid...
We would not let you go.
Why?
Because we just don't want you in the room with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with it. I know that I'm never in a million years going to get back with him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Just nope.
But does he know that?
Trust me.
Yep.
And then you're coming around and he's cracking a joke. Maybe it's a little awkward and there's a little less awkward and by week 4. And then it's like just over time.
We're not going to let you go. We're not going to let you go do that. And I know you don't see that.
I don't.
And we're not even dating you. Like we're not. I'm telling you right now. We would not let you go.
That's crazy to me.
I know, but we're not going to let you go. And I trust you. I know how it ended, but I'm not going to let you go.
And what would you be teaching them anyways?
I was hoping you weren't going to ask.
All right. So Emily wants to teach flute lessons, but it's to her ex's kid. Mm. Matt's like, this feels too familiar. Let's find another way to make money. You decide what happens next. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are handling Emily and Matt's great mate debate. She's a up-and-coming flautist. No. She knows how to play flute, and her ex, Zach, has a daughter that he wants to be taught by her.
Yeah, and they already know each other. They spent some time together from when they were dating, and they got along great. And she's looking to make some extra money.
But her new man, Matt, is like,
It feels too familiar.
It does.
Yeah.
But Aaron's like, yeah, I'll go.
I want to learn how to play the flute.
All right, well, maybe we found somebody. Okay. Emily, Matt, feel free to jump in with anybody you'd like to, and let's get started with Rose.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Matt's side. I think that if Miss Emily wants to teach flute lessons, that's wonderful. She can advertise on Nextdoor or go to the school and let them know that she's available. She needs to respect Matt's feelings, and clearly he's uncomfortable with this, so she should not do it.
Mm. Thank you so much.
All right.
It's music to Matt's ears.
Oh, God. Is that the whole reason you got this great mate debate today?
Yeah, I've been
Do you have more flute
I've been
puns
sitting
coming?
On it for a while.
Okay. Okay, thank you for the call, Rose. Let's do
Piccolo aside.
Oh, my God.
No? Okay.
I'm going to end this thing real fast and turn this car around. Matt?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, two Matts.
I'm on Matt's side. No way. Zach is totally trying to just keep a fishing line out there, keep her on a string. He knows you have a relationship with the daughter. If it's your ex, you're done. You got to let go of all of it. Okay, I see my sister-in-law go
through
this.
Why couldn't it just be that he wants flute lessons for his daughter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish it was that innocent, but we're all not that dumb.
Yep.
Okay, but can I ask both Matts a question? Because I've seen a lot of people texting in with this solution, and I just want to know, would it make a difference if the daughter was dropped off at your new house?
No, absolutely not. You are done. You cut ties with this. You cut ties with everything. To have a relationship, then you're still have a foot in the door with that other person. And if you're in a relationship with someone else, now you're in two.
No. I understand that, but I'm just...
Even if you don't like the guy, it's still a volatile situation.
Yeah. Guys don't trust other guys that way. I don't trust this guy.
But yeah, you'd only be letting the daughter into your house, Matt. You know what I'm saying?
He'd be picking her up. He'd be coming around.
I know I was kind of on your side before, and I'm not on your side, but there is an innocent victim in all this, and
yeah,
that's the girl.
Sure.
Dropping off, we could talk about it further. I would be less uncomfortable. But right now, with the situation at hand, the arrangement would be that she would be going there.
Yeah, no,
and that I'm not okay with.
Well, and also, there's kind of an innocent victim in Zach, the ex. Like, he's the ex, so he's bad immediately in our mind. But maybe he's just he's a single dad. His daughter's got an interest in flute, and he's trying to
do the best he can
get her some lessons.
I'm just saying, you can
I really think that's what it is, too. I really think it is.
I'm sure you do, Emily. And I'm not saying that you have ulterior motives. I don't think you do. But I don't think, like... Granted, it's all dudes calling us on this, but that should be indicative of what's going on. Dudes are saying that dudes walk like they're betraying the brotherhood by saying we're all pigs.
Don't trust him.
Like,
okay, so here's the thing: Matt is still friends with one of his exes, Lisa.
Oh boy, here's a wrinkle.
I never see her.
Mm. Well, I never see Zach either.
Well, you would be if you were going to his house every Tuesday.
Well, I mean, if you had a good reason to go to Lisa's house, I don't think I'd mind.
I'm not going to her house.
All right, let's get one more jury member in here. Tim?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Matt's side. I just think the tables were turned, and he was going to teach lessons at his ex's house that you might feel uncomfortable.
Well, she just basically said she wouldn't. Okay. But what would the lessons be?
Either way, there's an issue if somebody feels uncomfortable. Even if she says she doesn't, you know, that's not actually what's happening. What's actually happening is the other way around. And I'm saying that I don't feel comfortable.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, we did get a text that this person's team flute lessons. They say Matt needs to grow up and realize not all ex-boyfriends are out to get back together.
Oh, Emily, let's champion that one text.
On air?
No, we cannot get that person because every other person we have is I have never seen. I honestly, very surprised. I thought it was at least going to be close.
Yeah.
We don't have a single human on the phone who's on your side.
So. Well, what about the text? They don't count.
you got one text in your ballpark.
Waited. I can explain the system off the air, but
Emily, yeah. But there are a lot of people texting in to get flute lessons from you. So.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.